Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Or you want to give a better hand clap unto Jesus this evening. Amen. How many of us want to join the angels worship God this evening? Hallelujah. Bible says that the 24 elders bow before him. Hallelujah. Are we ready to bow before the King of Kings this evening? Hallelujah.
Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? King of I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you.
Come on, you wanna join me, say.
Yes, the world will bow down.
We'll bow down and say you are God.
Every man will bow down.
We'll bow down and say you are King.
Some you want to start it right now.
So let's start right now.
Why would you wait?
Why would we wait?
We can praise you.
dance in your presence until you come again. Yes, oh, we'll sing hallelujah until you come again. And we will dance in your presence, and we'll dance in your presence until you come. Yes, oh, we'll sing hallelujah. So we'll sing hallelujah until you come again. Till you come again. So we'll sing. We will sing hallelujah.
So we'll sing hallelujah until you come again.
And we will dance in your presence tonight.
Hey, and we'll dance in your presence until you come.
You wanna lift your hands and say, so we'll sing hallelujah.
So we'll sing hallelujah.
We just wanna be with you. No one else, Lord. You're the King of glory. Would you come and fill this place? We just wanna be with you. Thank you, Jesus. We just wanna be with you. Hallelujah.
Come on, let your hand clap be better tonight.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Let your hand clap be far better tonight.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
Keep clapping your hands, just
hallelujah, hallelujah,
acknowledging the presence of God here tonight.
Thank you, Father, for your presence.
Where two or three are gathered in my name.
What a blessing. Yes.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We welcome you in our midst.
We welcome you.
In Jesus' name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight it's time for the Gosh. Word of God.
Hey.
Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I've come to the place where sitting in church on Saturday evening, fortunately for me on Sunday morning as well, is a means of recharging for the week. It is literally food for my soul. When I sit and I'm listening to the preaching, apart from what I learn, apart from, it's just food for my soul. Like, I need it every week, you know. Last week I was not in church. It was hard. It's not a very good. So I'm glad to be back tonight. And I'm glad that you are also back here tonight. Because it shows that you have a willingness to hear the word of God for your life. Because tonight, the word of God you're about to hear is exactly God's mind for you at 7:34, if you like, 19:34 GMT on the 13th of April. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word you're about to hear tonight is not 1 week old. It's not 1 month old.
No.
It's not 1 year old. No, listen. You could have been here listening to preaching that is coming from 3 years ago. You understand? Hey. Your pastor could have been coming with notes from a convention from 3 years ago. It's also a type of preaching. It can also do something. But it's so much better when the bread is fresh.
Come on.
I said it's so much better when the bread is fresh. We bless God for, you know, some of you like kenke that is fermented.
Yay.
If the kenke is not fermented, you don't have anything to do with it. You need it to spend some time. You know, so we thank God for fermented kenke.
Yay.
And we thank God for fermented banku, which some of you like. But I tell you, there's nothing like fresh bread, hot from the oven. And tonight, you're about to get the fresh word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are excited tonight, I want you to clap your hands, make some noise, and let's welcome to this pulpit the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise tonight.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Yes.
Don't stop clapping your hands. Are you excited to be in church?
Yes.
Are you aware that you are blessed to be in church?
Yay.
You are very blessed to be here. And I want you to know that your life will not be the same again.
Amen. Guys, prophesy. Prophesy.
One of your greatest blessings is the blessing of being in church. Nothing comes close to the blessing of being in church.
Yes.
Maybe one day I should teach you how to be in church.
Ah, I can't wait. How to be in church.
Yeah. I think it's an important message that you need.
Yes.
How to be in church. Lift your hands and thank God.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Mandala Vadosha Palakataya Vadababa. We thank you, Father, tonight.
Thank him.
For your presence, for your word. Oh,
for
Jesus.
Making it possible for you to be in church.
Thank you, Father.
Sound.
Mandi
thank him.
Vadosha Palababadosha Pelebebe. Oh, we thank you, Father.
Ask him to speak to you.
Oh, yes. Speak to us tonight. Speak to our hearts.
Ask him to speak to you.
Bless us tonight with your word.
Ask him to visit you.
Mandili Bikalaba, visit us tonight.
Ask him to change your life.
Oh, change my life, oh God.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Tonight, I just feel that we are very blessed to be here. I feel we are very blessed to be in church. And when we come to church, we also get the chance to be part of a short Bible study. Ask your neighbor, are you ready for a Bible study? Yeah. So, we are still continuing to study from God's word to understand why few people are chosen. Why few are chosen. Which also translates to why few people are blessed? Why few are chosen is the same as why few are blessed. I mean, why is it that most people in the church are not enjoying the blessings of God? Why is it that only a few are enjoying the privileges of the Christian life? And when we say few, it means that you are likely not to be a part of it. So what you do is that you fight to become a part of it. The Bible says that many are called. But few are chosen. And I think I've told you that when God wants to bless people, his blessings are reserved for those who have been chosen. So the first stage is that he calls. Then after calling, then he chooses. So they are, it's like two selection stages. The first stage is the stage where he calls many people. Now, I want you to know that God's intention is not to choose a few. What happens is that only a few people pass the second interview. His plan is that all the people he called should also progress to the people who are being chosen. That's the plan. So as we are here this evening, God has called all of us. From whom? From work. From our places. Then as we have gathered here, he wants to also choose. You see, when he calls people, he has an aim. The aim is to bless. But the blessings are for those people who are chosen. So many people end up just being called. Most people end up just being among the many people who are called. But there is very little at the level of the call. There's not much. If God was giving chocolates, the chocolates are not for the people who have been called. The chocolates are for the people who have been chosen. How many of you want God's chocolates? You want God's blessings? Yes. It is the people, Psalm 65 and verse 4, says that, blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Not the one who is called. The call is the first stage. So anybody God chooses is really, really blessed. Now, the question is that, why? Ask your neighbor, why is it that a few are chosen? Why? Does your friend know? Today we want to learn one reason. Just one. Every time we come, we learn one. Let's go back to our story in Matthew 22. Verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, verse 2, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king. Tell your neighbor, today you are about to learn something new. A certain king which made a marriage for his son. Yes. We keep seeing this man who likes organizing weddings for his son. That's a good father. Verse 3. And sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it. We learned that last week. Yes. They made light. Get last week's message. Yeah, what it means to make light of something. They made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. I want to just make a little comment here. That when you don't respond to God's call properly, for him to choose you, all that will be left of you is your destructive ways. the things that will destroy you. You see, when God calls you and he chooses you, he wants to make you a very, very great person. Most of us here have a potential to become great people. But your ways are not going to help you. Your love for girls, your love for betting, you like pornography too much. You don't like church. Some of you girls like boys, males. Yes. And there are girls also who like girls. Charlie, our ways are not nice. You see, one went to the farm. Can you see it on the screen? Yeah. They made light of it and went their ways. Their ways, not God's ways. Because once you respond to the wedding, it means you are responding to somebody's ways. Suddenly you are going somewhere that is not your original plan. Our original plans are destroying our lives. Leave that plan. Leave those friends. Move away from them. Move away from them. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth good to a man. Most of the time, that way is our own ways. You see, it's your way, so it's nice to you. It's your way, so it's nice to you. There is a way which seems right unto a man. One of the reasons why God calls you is to remove you from your ways. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If these guys had responded to the call in Matthew 22 verse 5, they would not have, one wouldn't have gone to his farm. Sometimes God wants to block you from going to the farm because there is death there. The other one would not have gone to his merchandise. Once you respond to the wedding invitation, it means you are not going to your merchandise. And a lot of these things, our personal merchandise, our farm, our own visions, our own desires are the ones destroying us. So God throws in his call, and that call is what loops you away. A lot of the girls sitting here this evening, how I wish that there would be a machine that can fast forward our lives to like 30 years from now. Many of you girls sitting here, you'll be surprised that a decent marriage is not part of the plan for your life. Yeah. Nothing less than 5 of you sitting here, as I say 5, 50 of you sitting here are going to be slay queens. Chasing people's husbands. And making it look glamorous, nice. These are your ways. Before I met God, my ways were the ways of smoking, drinking, clubbing, fooling. As I'm standing, I'm a pastor, I'm a doctor. I would never have become a doctor if I had not been called by God. Always is the call of God that removes you from the original destruction that awaits you on your way to the farm, on your way to your merchandise, on your way to your friends, on your way to your ways, on your way to your plans, on your way to your vision. Is the call that removes you from that nonsense. is the call. So once you play with the call, it means you are sustaining your destructive ways. That is why it is those who respond well who end up being chosen by God, because you deserve God's goodness. Those who are chosen are those who respond properly to the call. When God calls you and you respond to the call, then you are chosen. You respond well to the call, then he chooses you. But they went their ways. Read it. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. Many of you young guys sitting here, the life you are currently living is going to destroy you. I'm telling you, I've been there. I'm so happy I'm a preacher, you know. I'm so happy that, I mean, God can change my life from the life I was living. There is nothing anybody here is doing that I've not done some before. And it doesn't help. The call of God is God's mercy. He shows mercy to you and says, come on, come. I can only do you good. Psalm 78, verse 70. He chose David also, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. He chose David and took him from the sheepfolds. Verse 71. From following the ewes, that is the little lambs, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob, his people. He chose him from among sheep and lifted him up to be a king of Israel. Anybody God chooses enjoys an elevation, a promotion. God wants to promote you. May you be among the chosen. Even if it's only one person he will choose, may you be that one person. Because that one person is a human being. Don't play with the call. Don't play with the call. Don't play with the call. And when I say the call, I'm not talking about the call to be a pastor. The call to be admitted into the kingdom. It's a call. Leave the world and come. Leave the world and come. Leave the world and come. He chose him from the sheepfold and brought him to feed his people. Billy Graham said, for all the 60 years he has been evangelizing, having crusades all over the world, 60 years, he never met one man who responded to the call of God and regretted. He never met one man who responded to the call of God and had regrets. You never lose. Let's go back to verse 5, Matthew 22. But they made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. Verse 6. And the remnant, that is the remainder, those who had nowhere to go. So you may think that if you didn't have a farm, you would have responded well. It's because you had a farm. That's why you went. If you didn't have a shop, if you are not selling things in a shop, if you didn't own a shop, you would have responded well. But it's not true. It's your heart, because the people who had nowhere to go, We would have thought that they would have been the ones to respond to the call. But look at their behavior, which is the subject of our discussion today. Those who didn't have a farm to go to, because not everybody has a farm to go to. Not everybody goes to school. Not everybody is a CEO of a company. Not everybody will be a lawyer. Not everybody will be a president of a country. Not everybody will be an MP. A lot of people don't have anything to do. Jesus told the parable of a man who had a farm and was hiring laborers, and regularly 6 hours, 7th, 8th, 9th, 11th, he would go to the marketplace and find people doing nothing, just chatting. Most people don't have anywhere to go. Most people don't have anything to do. And you would have thought that the people who had nothing to do would even be the ones to respond to the party. But you see, once it's in your heart that you are a fool, nothing will prevent your foolishness from manifesting itself. Whether you have a farm, you have merchandise, or you have nothing, once you have been tagged to be destroyed, you just flow on. But tonight, I'm here to break every power of the enemy and release you. I release you. I release you. The remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Full stop. Here ends the reading of God's word. Let's read again. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully. Can we have another translation? New King James. The rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. New American Standard Bible. And the rest seized his slaves and mistreated them and killed them. And NIV. Message Bible. The rest, with nothing better to do. Yes. You have thought that if you have nothing to do, you'll be the one to go and eat free oxen, free meat, free kebab. But I'm saying that if it is in your heart to be a fool, if it is in your heart to destroy yourself, there is nothing that will prevent you, including having nothing to do. The rest, with nothing to do, beat up on the messengers and then kill them. My dear friends, tonight I want to show you. So it is in this chapter, maybe you don't know, it's in this chapter that we have verse 14. The verse 14 we read is here. Many are called. It's here. It is part of the story. The explanation of verse 14 is the story from verse 1 to verse 13. And the explanation is that there are things people do that makes them end up not being chosen by God or blessed by God. There's a behavior. Last week we saw that one of the behaviors is to treat the call lightly. They made light of it. Today, I'm showing you another behavior. Every day, we'll take it one. It's one. We'll take it one. Just one. 20 minutes Bible study and then we go home. Today, we are looking at the next verse. One reason why people are not chosen, don't end up fulfilling the original plan of God, is that they treat God's servant spitefully. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. I want to tell you straight away that I don't think it's just that verse 6 guys who treated the servants spitefully. The verse 5 guys also treated. Look at the verse 5. They went their ways. To treat someone spitefully is to be nasty to the person. Is to be disrespectful. Watch out. You are losing your call. Tonight is not a long meeting. That somebody comes, is standing in front of you, saying that I've brought the invitation, Master, just say that you should come. And some will look at it, some will not even bother to look at it. He just stands and just walks his way. He's going. There is something called bad treatment for God's servants. And obviously, the next thing that happens, you see, today, the reason we are looking at is treating God's servants spitefully. But you will notice that it's like a ball you have rolled from a hill. It doesn't stop in the middle. So most of the time, treating God's servant spitefully ends up with you killing them. Killing them means that they don't exist anymore in your life. There are some of you listening to me in whose lives no pastor exists. There's no pastor in your life. You have just come to sit here. You are just like somebody who has gone to watch a movie. The blow man is not in your life. It will amaze you that there is a relationship between the master, the man who has made the party. There's a relationship between that man and his servants. And whatever you do to the servants ends up becoming what you did to the man. Criticizing pastors. Talking anyhow. Go, take your phone now and go on social media. Right now, you see people are on social media insulting pastors. Some of them are pastors. As I'm preaching right now, I am on social media. I'm being insulted on social media. Some of the people insulting me are pastors. Some of them are pastors I have appointed. Me, myself. Let me tell you, you can never separate your relationship with God from your relationship with shepherds and basenta leaders and pastors and reverend and bishop and whatever leader. Look, let me tell you that God is in his leaders he sent you. He is in them. If you want to relate with God, then begin to understand that you will have to relate with somebody who will guide you. From the time you are a new convert to the time you are anything, there's always somebody leading you. And one response is to treat the person spitefully. Spitefully. Sometimes there are comments I hear. I can't believe that I am the one being commented on by people sitting here in the church. Here, this evening, sitting here. But see, what you don't know is that every snide remark, every negative comment shuts you away from God's plan. The plan is to bless you. So many of us are not enjoying the blessings. Many of us are not enjoying the blessings. We are just in the system. We are just in the system. Tonight's Bible study is teaching us that how you treat the servant, not, you see, not the personal, the servant. I've also lived long enough to meet unintelligent people who think that they can relate with the boss well and treat the boss's servants with disrespect and still have a relationship with the boss. I have been around long enough to meet unintelligent people like that. Who can't think just a little, another step. They can't just drill down 1 inch. Jesus said, I'm sending you. The one who receives you, receives me. The one who receives me, receives the Father. Not everybody will meet the Father. You will meet Jesus. Not everybody will meet Jesus. You will meet a messenger. But what you do to the messenger becomes what you've done to the one who sends the messenger. Watch out. You are losing your grip. You are losing your grip. Every comment, every discussion that is negative weakens your hold, weakens your grip on what God has for you. Watch out. When we go to school and we are studying 9 subjects, you discover that not all of the subjects are important. If you are studying science, tree is not an important subject. Tree is not important. Or whatever language you want to talk about. A capim tree is not... It's not something you even spend time learning. As you will spend time learning core maths. And because of this type of core subjects and peripherals, many of you have attached unimportance to God's servants. You think that the pastor is like tree. And God himself is core maths. What you don't know is that God and the pastor are both core subjects. They are core subjects. They are both core subjects. That little Basenta leader boy who came to call you, respect him. Your destiny may be in the hands of that boy. Later on, you are going to be close to pastors and reverends and bishops. But that little girl who said that, let's go to church, that little girl is the beginning of your blessing. I said, she is the beginning of your blessing. I want everyone here tonight to understand that you cannot have, you see, that is why the symbol of Christianity is the cross. We have one here. It's the cross. There is no Christianity without cross, without the cross. There's a symbol. And you see that it has two parts. A vertical part. It starts from here and it goes up. And that vertical part is you and God. But you will notice that the cross is not just a stick. There's a horizontal part. This part is about you and your human beings, the relationships, you and your pastor, you and your shepherd, you and your brother, you and your sister. You cannot say you have God when you are, yours is just a vertical, just you and God, just you and God. And you are rubbishing Bishop Kobe. You are rubbishing Pastor Frank. You are rubbishing Shepherd Emilia. You are rubbishing somebody that God is. God will use men. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. And I will give you pastors. According to my heart. Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. God will not only give you a car. God will not only give you a pregnancy. God is not just giving visas. God is not just giving healings and miracles. One of the things you should expect from God to you is a pastor. Most of the time, the pastor comes first. You see it there. The first is a pastor. He comes to feed you. Look at verse 16. The next verse. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increase in the land. So a pastor comes before your multiplication, your enlargement, your increase. How you relate with the pastor, how you behave in verse 15 determines whether there's a verse 16 for you. Before the pastor, I said before you are multiplied or you are increased. That's why many of you here are not increased. You are not increased. You are just around, marking time. Just sitting in the choir. Just sitting on the pews. Because you have no respect for a pastor. You have no respect for a pastor. But you are seeing here that if you will ever be multiplied, if you will ever be increased, which is for the chosen. Verse 16 is some of the blessings. Remember, the blessings are with the chosen. For you to enjoy increase and multiplication, you must receive the pastor. You cannot know God without a pastor. You cannot have a relationship with God without a pastor. That is why even God goes deeper and gives gifts, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, pastors. There's a reason why God gives a teacher to the church. A teacher, a teaching teacher. Without a teacher, you will not know God the way you must know him. A teacher. I have a teacher I listen to every day. Every day. Whether I'm well or I'm not well. No matter what happens. A teacher. Whether I'm happy. Today, I was listening to the teacher. Constant. It doesn't depend on whether I feel well or I'm happy. Whatever. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 says that even if the Lord feeds you with the bread of affliction and the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, you shall not remove your teachers into a corner. No matter whatever you are going through, there is somebody there. You must have a relationship with your pastor and with your teacher. Some of you only relate with your pastor when you are happy. When your pastor offends you, you cut him off. You walk away from him. Now look at you. And Satan has put you in a corner. He's nailing you. Can't you see he's nailing you? Even though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner. Don't remove your teachers. Have regard for your pastors. Have regard for the woman and the man God is using, because they are important to you being chosen by God. The reason why only a few are chosen is that only a few have respect for a pastor. Only a few. Only a few have respect for a pastor. Have respect for a servant. And the next verse is, you will hear a voice from behind you. And that voice, verse 21, it says, this is the way. Whichever way. He said, whether it's the right-hand way or left-hand way, whether it's marriage way, raising your children way, going to school way, getting a beloved way, your health way, whatever it is, whether it's left or right, wherever, you hear, there's a voice that tells you, I'm saying that you cannot walk with this God without a pastor, without his servants. You can't. Whether you turn to the right or to the left. Some of you are in the church, but there's no difference between you sitting in the church and somebody who doesn't go to church, because both of you have no relationship with a pastor, with your pastor. I'm saying you are here. Are you not here? I can see your face. But you are no different from your sister in a nightclub, because you have no respect for the shepherd, for the basenta leader, for the girl God has called to guide you. Today, the lesson is that the reason why only a few people end up being chosen is that most people do not treat their pastors well. And eventually they kill them, because killing pastors is also a behavior. One of the behaviors of church Christians is killing pastors. Matthew 23, and I end with this one. Matthew 23, just the next chapter after this one. Just the next chapter, verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, may you not earn a reputation that you are a stoner of pastors. Your name, your spiritual name is Stoner. Stoner. That's your spiritual name. You stone pastors. You stone messengers. And it's sad that a city like Jerusalem will have that label. May you not have that label. That when we mention Jerusalem, we don't talk about where the angels are singing. Oh, Jerusalem, where there are grapes and there are apples. Oh, Jerusalem, that bore Jesus. But, oh, Jerusalem, thou that killest prophets and stonest them which are sent to thee. How often would I have gathered you and your children as a hen gathers her chicks? But you will not. One way to treat a pastor spitefully is not to do what he's saying. You see, today, when we were praying in the church in your house, I learned today what betrayal means. And I always thought to betray somebody is to hand over the person to his enemies. And so I learned today that even just, I mean, deserting a person is betrayal. Even leading a person astray. It's like I come to you and I say, oh, I want to go to Dodoa. And then you hold my hand and say, oh, Dodoa is here. You go this way. You get to Valley View. Continue. You go to Amrahia. And if you go straight and you get to Barrier, ask for Dodoa. You have led me astray. And it's called betrayal. And tonight I'm showing you that one way to spite a pastor is not to do what he says you should do. You don't do it. It's the same as treating a pastor spite. Is it? I just wanted to gather you, but I said, you would not. Any I will not is a type of spite. Any I will not. Can we go for outreach? I will not. Can you start a bus center? I will not. Can you join the choir? I will not. Can you come to church early? I will not. Many of you who came late, you are treating me spitefully. And the next opportunity you get, if you get it, will be to kill me. Yes. It's okay. Once you treat spitefully, the next step is to kill. A lot of things don't end, can't just end. A lot of things can't just, once you start that thing, you must finish it. What's your behavior like? What's your attitude? How are you in the church? How are you in the church? Are you a stoner? Are you a disobedient person? With smiles, but you won't do. Some of you should be in the choir that sang this evening. You should be in the choir. And you know it, that we have made altar calls for you people to join the choir. You will not. Some of you should be ushers. Some of you sitting here could be the ones playing the drums or the keyboard. Many, many things. But one of the things they do, Exodus. Ezekiel 33, verse 30 and 31 and 32. It's like you hear that they are calling their friends. Come. There's a pastor preaching. Come and listen to what is being preached. And verse 31 says, they come, they sit down, they hear the words, but they will not do them. They won't do them. Is that, look at the English word. They come as the people come. They sit as the people. They hear thy words, but they will not do. I'm here to say to you that being in a church and not doing things, I will not. I will only come to church. I will not join a group. I will only come on Saturdays. I will not join a bus center tomorrow. Tomorrow we are having meetings, area fellowship meetings. Some of you will not. And for every I will not, you are distancing yourself from God's great will for your life. Tonight, I came to just tell you, watch out. Be very careful. Be very careful. The blessing of God is not at this level. It has never been. God's best has never been shared to masses. Christ had 5,000 people. He didn't care whether they understood his preaching or not. He met some 12 in a room and explained to them, this is not where God is blessing. The place where God is blessing is the next level where people are chosen. May you be among the chosen. May you be. Don't just be here. Your attitude is being monitored. Your behavior is being monitored. I said your behavior is being monitored. You may even be a shepherd. You may be a bacenta leader. That at every level, there is an I will not do. I won't come. There's a wedding. This is the invitation card. Come and eat. I won't come. I'm going my way. They went their ways. My way. 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 It ends up cutting most people off. My way. Tonight, God may have mercy on you and touch your heart and give you a privilege to change. Tonight, God may touch your heart and give you the opportunity to turn around and to rearrange yourself with respect, not to God, but to his servants. As for God, we all respect him. The problem is the servants. The problem is the servants. And whenever you claim you respect God and you have no regard for the servant, it betrays your disregard. The remnant took his servant. I would have wished that they had farms. I would have wished that they had shops. I would have wished that those guys had businesses. Because it looks like those who had nothing to do were even worse than those people who had things to do. And they just rubbish and just nonsense the invitation. Oh, get away. You want to go somewhere? What's this type of nonsense? They just left and we are talking about proper life. What's this party, party, party? Just rubbish. Interesting that those who had nothing to do were the killers. And it's so true. Even in the church today, those who do nothing, who have nothing, who have nothing, they are the killers in the church. Who have no pastors, who have no anointing, they are the killers. You go look into it carefully. It's always the fruitless pastors who are the killers. If there's ever anybody on social media insulting a pastor, they are former pastors who have nothing to offer. They have done nothing. Barren fields. Barren fields. They are the ones who feel they have opinions. Salted lands. But I pray for tonight. I didn't come to talk about God. I came to talk about God's servants. Because that is God. What you do to his servant is what you are doing to him. You may not know, but most of us haven't seen God. Most of us haven't seen God. Most of us haven't seen God. And may never see God. The only God you will see is a servant standing in front of you. That little girl, that little bacenta leader, that pastor, that lady pastor, that woman. That's your only hope of being near God. And what you do to the servant is the same thing you would have done if God himself was there. Never say, oh, I'm waiting for God himself. No, no. If God was there, you would have done the same thing. Because he and his servants cannot be separated. Watch out. There's something called treating God's servants spitefully. There's an English phrase. Treating spitefully. Criticizing pastors. Having a comment to make about his life, about his sermons. There are people who have taken my sermons and have watched the sermons on social media. Point after point. Rubbish the points. And you go into their lives, there's nothing there. If they have any glory, it's the past. How many people have you preached to in your lifetime? That you would dare to have a comment. Not how I wish you would live in this. Criticize the t-shirt I'm wearing. Because it's not nice. Because you have nicer shirts. But you, criticizing a message I am preaching. What have you preached? And who has sat down to listen to you? When was the last time 10 people sat down to listen to you? And it's always those who have nothing are those who slay the pastors, who kill the pastors, who stone the pastors. Today, don't join them. Don't join them. Respect pastors. Honor them. Honor pastors. Obey them. When they say we are going, go. When they say sit, sit. They are the only representation of God on this earth, apart from the Bible, which you will need a pastor to explain to you as a teacher. Because the pastors are to feed with knowledge and understanding. Stand to your feet and let's close.
Wow. Wow. Hey. Wow. What a word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a word. What a word. Wow. 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 Father, thank you for your word.
Be careful.
Yes.
Tell three people, be careful. If you are online, type on the in the comment bar, I'll be careful. I'll be careful. I'll not be careless. I'll be careful. I'll be careful. I'll be careful. Those who had nothing to do. Give me the message version. The message. The rest with nothing better to do. Nothing better to do. One would have thought that it is those with things to do who would even care. But the people with nothing to do. If you are here and you are doing nothing, you are the one I'm talking to. You are the one I'm talking to. You are a potential killer. You are a potential slayer. You are a potential stoner. Your spiritual name is Stoney. Your spiritual name is Stoner. I stone. And where will it end you? Where will it end you? It only cuts you off. The oxen, the atmosphere, the environment, the blessing, and all. And all these things, you can't manufacture them for yourself. Most of what God will give you are things you can't do for yourself. I'll take it again. Most of what God will give you are things you can never organize yourself. That is why we need God. Because there are things we can organize. You can organize your food. You can organize your clothes. You wore your panties. Didn't you wear your own panties? Did an angel put the panties on? Didn't you wear your trousers? There are things you can do. But there are also things you cannot do. In 1,000 years, you cannot. That is why we need God. And he manifests himself to us through his servants. Lift your hands. Kadola Baba Satabaya. Shobri Mahanda Baba. Remanos Kabi Maliandoske. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. God is speaking to you.
Yes.
Lift your two hands. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Maya talabasata.
Repataya manama shapadaba legede debekataya ma zinima brekete ilimana makaso talabado
maya yaba
zilimana mama makata.
Lift your two hands.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Yes.
And now, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to come to Jesus. In fact, it's not that I want to come. I feel that God is drawing me.
Oh, yes.
I feel a pull in my heart. Pastor, pray for me. If you are here like that, I want me to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ. Lift your hand high. I want to pray with you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Lift your hand. If you want me to pray for you to receive Jesus Christ, then lift your hand high. If you don't want it, you can put your hand down. If you want Jesus, then lift your hand high. That's all. I will pray with you. I'll pray with you. And if your hand is up, I want to ask you to come to the front here. Come. Leave where you are standing and come. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Mayada badaba sata. Rababa sotaba. Come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Somebody here needs Jesus. Keep coming. Somebody here needs Jesus. Keep coming. Lift your two hands and say this prayer with me. When I say it, you repeat after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Oh, say it well. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I realize I don't have you in my life.
I realize I don't have you in my life.
I'm actually living without you.
I'm actually living without you.
I'm doing my own things.
I'm doing my own things.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Today I call on you.
Today I call on
to
you.
To wash me.
To wash me.
I am so dirty.
I am so dirty.
I am so dirty.
I am so dirty.
I've done many, many bad things.
I've done many, many bad things.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood of your son Jesus.
With the blood of your son
Jesus. I declare today.
I declare today.
You are my master.
You are my master.
I declare today.
I declare today.
Your son Jesus.
Your son Jesus.
Is my savior.
Is my savior.
He is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
And today.
And today.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to
please
you.
Lead me.
Please lead
I give my all to
I
you.
I give my all.
Please guide me.
Please guide me.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
And help me.
And help me.
To live for you.
To live for you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a blessing. You see this pastor here? I want you, come this way. I want you to take them to this side. This is the pastor. Please come, let me introduce you. This is a pastor who is going to lead the team who will care for you. Some people will visit you. They will pray for you. They will tell you what to do. This is one of them. And we need pastors like this when we take such decisions. So they can tell you what to do. That this will not help you. Don't do this. Do it this way. So I want you to go with her. And she's going to talk to you with a team. And whatever they say, just do it. I want you to clap your hands louder. I don't like what I'm hearing at all. Keep clapping because we are welcoming our pastor. And this is not the hand clap you use to welcome a pastor. Let it be louder with respect. He is God's servant. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe to close us.
Come on. Oh, yes.
Oh, I think your hand... I want you to give a long, loud hand clap for the message you have just sent.
Yes.
I'm happy I was here tonight. I've written a lot of notes. I'm going to go back and just read them like a storybook.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and read the notes like a storybook. Wow.
Wow.
Charlie, the way you are treating your shepherd is hurting you. No, listen. Can you imagine getting to heaven and being told that? You didn't get a beloved because you didn't treat your pastor well. How many of you know that without a man to teach us, we would never have made this connection? I would never have made the connection. Yeah. How can I understand? Except a man teach me. Except a man teach me. That's why you should count yourself blessed to be here. Bishop, thank you very much. What a message. I mean, I told you that when I come, like, I mean, at the point, I just opened my mouth and said, hey. Oh. But you know, listen, it's not about getting excited about a message, saying, wow, jargon, shouting, and going away. No. I believe that the highest respect we can show for the message we have heard to the servant of God and to God himself is to do what we are being asked to do in the message. And tonight, I heard two clear things. Number one, that those who are idle, do nothing, are the ones who are the most likely to have the worst reactions to God's servants. That's number one. That's number one right there. That if you are idle, let's start from there. Before we go to talk about how you treat God's servants, you are just the idle ones. They are the worst. Because those who had merchandise, their shop to go to, they had a farm to go to, they were guilty of walking away. But those who were doing nothing, they actually did the slaying of the servants. It was not enough to reject the invitation. They actually beat them up and killed them. Yeah. I just looked at the word spitefully. In the concordance, yeah, the Greek word there means to injure somebody with your words. It's one of the definitions. To injure somebody with your words. So it's because you are idle that you can criticize the preaching. Uh-huh. But if you were taking notes to teach it at your fellowship meeting, you see that you will not have time to criticize it. Yeah. Clap your hands forever. I told you that the bread was fresh and it was hot. Clap your hands properly. Those at the back, clap your hands properly. I can see everybody, including those in the dark. I can see you. Clap your hands. Yeah. Bishop, God bless you. I just pray for mercy for myself. To respond appropriately, not to God, to his servants. Let me start with the servants. I pray for grace and mercy to respond appropriately to God's servants, to do the things that God's servants will instruct me to do. I really pray for mercy, and you should pray for mercy too. Take out your communion. Of course, next week when we come, many of you will still be doing nothing in the house. Your spiritual name is Tony.
Take it, this is my body.
Lift the bread. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat the body of Jesus Christ,
eat the body of Jesus.
I remember the sacrifice.
I remember the sacrifice.
Say, as I eat the body of Jesus Christ,
I eat the body of Jesus
Christ. I remember the sacrifice.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it.
For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of.
This is the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, the blood of the Passover lamb, the significance of it was that it excluded the chosen ones from the acts of the angel of death. Tonight, may the blood mark you as a chosen one.
Amen.
May it exclude you. Exclude you.
Jesus.
Exclude you,
yes,
from the evil that is about to befall those who take the call lightly, those who treat God's servants spitefully. The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it.
I will pass over you.
Now lift up your two hands.
Oh, Jesus.
And now receive mercy.
I receive mercy.
Receive mercy.
Yes.
For every stone that you have lifted against a servant of God, receive mercy.
I receive it.
May the blood speak on your behalf.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Receive mercy for every wrong word you have spoken against God's servants.
Amen.
For every thought you have had about God's servants that you shouldn't have had, receive mercy now.
Amen.
Receive mercy.
Amen.
I said, receive mercy now.
Amen.
Father, tonight, have mercy on us. That's all we want to say. Have mercy on us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. Have mercy on us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands properly, and you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Mackinac Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra. This and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.